AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The leaders of France and the UK are holding an international summit to push forward efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway is a vital oil route affected by the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. The coalition, which does not include the U.S., aims to provide security for shipping once the conflict ends. Military planning meetings have been held, but experts say the coalition's role may be limited. The list of countries involved remains undisclosed, with some European leaders expected to attend today's summit in person and others dialing in. The House has voted to extend a controversial U.S. spy program, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The House extended until April 30th a U.S. spy program that allows U.S. agencies to collect and analyze overseas communications without a warrant. The program would have expired April 20th. Georgia Republican Austin Scott wanted the program extended for 5 years.
We cannot allow Section 702 to lapse. Not at a moment where our adversaries are expanding their capabilities.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern and even some Republicans said absolutely not.
Are you kidding me? Who the hell is running this place? A five-year reauthorization, 5 years, and Republicans threw it together on the back of a napkin in a back room in the middle of the night.
Some Republicans then tried to salvage an 18-month renewal that President Donald Trump wanted. Lawmakers approved the 10-day extension. Donna Warder, Washington.
Singer David has been arrested in connection with the death of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Investigators say her body was found in his apparently abandoned Tesla 7 months ago. Police say the singer, whose legal name is David Burke, is being held without bail. His attorneys say he's innocent. This is AP News. A 2-year-old wolf that escaped from a zoo in South Korea has been captured after a 9-day search.
Daejeon officials have released social media videos showing rescuers pulling the limp wolf named Niokugo from a ditch and placing it in a carrier. Niokugo had been tranquilized and captured on a hill near an expressway early Friday after an hours-long search involving drones, police and fire personnel, according to the city's O World Zoo. The wolf was taken back to the zoo, where veterinarians used a scope to remove a fish hook from its stomach, but found no other significant health issues. Niokugo had dug out of its enclosure last Wednesday, prompting a search that has drawn extensive media coverage. Born at the zoo, the wolf's a third-generation descendant of a group brought from Russia in 2008, which was seen as similar to wolves that were found in the Korean wild before going extinct in the 1960s. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez.